Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 740. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about the various different halachas. We finished talking about washing for bread. We spoke about the various different interruptions going in from the washing procedure going into before one makes the hamotzi. Now we're working on the hamotzi itself. How does it work? So we're just discussing a few various different interesting, very important halachas that's brought down in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabura, and so on, that in the Gel Maisa to many, many times, that come up many, many times. So, be it as it may, we started talking about last time in reference to if somebody is making a bracha, and there are other people over there at the table who want to be yaitzim with the bracha. In other words, the Bir Halacha said to explain it to Vakan, Shereitzim, Lotzeis by bracha. Others want to be, they want to be yaitzim with my bracha. Let's say I'm making a hamaitzi, like happens on Shabbos, right? Many times you have the balabas, makes the hamaitzi, and he has in mind the people at the table. And so on, fine, and they washed and everything, everybody's sitting down at the table and waiting. Now, so when we establish the fact that when let's say I'm the one doing it, so when I make the hamaitzi, everybody has to pay attention. Number one. Number two, everybody has to say amen. Even more than, you always have to say amen when you hear a bracha, but we spoke about last time that this is sort of like a connection to being yoitza, from the person you're hearing it from. So this amen is even stronger. Usually you say amen, you say, I'm saying amen to a bracha, which is a special mitzvah. You hear a bracha, you say amen. And as a chiyuv, you have to say amen. But over here, it's even more. It's more in conjunction with the fact that I'm being moitzi with this bracha. If we said also, if somebody did not say amen for whatever the reason was, but the other day would still be yaitza. Okay. So now we started talking about last time that the interesting fact that brings down the Ramah, we're in Sif Beis. We're learning Kuf Samach Zayin. Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Beis, says the Ramah, Amavarchi Chavin Lo Amen Shaimim. And the, first of all, V'im Rabbim Masubim, right? If this is the case, that I'm making a moitzi for everybody else, then this is what has to be done. Yichav no libam l'shmayim bracha v'yanu amen. Fine. V'amavarich yichav no amen sh'amim. So let's say I'm the one making the bracha, I have to have in mind and pay attention to everybody's amen. So the question is, the Mishabura starts to talk about, and the Bir Halacha, like, what's going on? When do you ever hear such a thing, right? Good, I say the bracha, everybody listens, they say amen, fine, no problem. But why do I have to, what's the importance of me listening or paying attention to the amen from everybody else? So the Mishabura, there's actually, Mishabura, this is brought down from the Ar Zeruah. It's brought down in the Ramah, and it is brought in the Shulchan Aruch from the Ar Zeruah. And in the Bir Halacha, he discusses it that he never heard of such a thing. And he goes back and forth, but Labaisa, be it as it may, it is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. So there are actually two reasons that the Mishabura brings down one and the Bir Halacha brings down another. So he says like this, it's if cut in Chaf. The Anias Omen, the fact when they say Omen, Gamke Miklal Abrachahi, it's sort of like part of the Bracha. The saying of Omen is part of the Bracha. And then he says, Vafagav the Hu Beirach Kavar Ba'atzmai. Right? Then he says, Vafagav the Hu Beirach Kavar Ba'atzmai. Even though, let's say in the case where I'm making the Hamaitzi, I already made the Hamaitzi, I already made it. What's the deal with the Omen over here? I'm finished. Mikol Makam Alidei Sha'inim Omen Aleha, Abracha Chashuva Yotzer. So what's happening, how he's explaining, again, it's a hard thing, concept to understand, but he's explaining, the fact that everybody answers Amen to my bracha, it's bracha chashuv, it's sort of like, it makes it sort of like more chashuv. Therefore, it sort of like makes it more chashuv, therefore, that amen has a chashivus to it, in conjunction with me, the fact that I made the bracha. Again, it's a little hard concept to understand, but he says, therefore, lechatchila. You know, if the person making the hamaitzi didn't pay attention to the amen, everybody's still yaitza. But lechatchila, lechavin, lotzeis banias amen, the ones who are answering, I should pay, if I'm making the hamaiti for everybody, I should pay attention to their amen. Okay, so it makes it more chashuv, makes the bracha more chashuv. Bracha chashuva yoyse. And then he says another reason in the Bir Halacha, again, we're trying to understand the fact that the person who says amen, that the Ramah says, Shulchan Aruch says, the one saying the bracha, and I'm making that mighty, and everybody will listen to me and be yotzi with my bracha, mighty with my bracha, so why do I have to pay attention to their amen? They have to say amen, yeah, but why do I have to pay attention to their amen? Lechatchila, at least for sure. So one reason is because it tells Mishabura bracha chashuv yotzi. It makes sort of like the bracha more chashuv. And the, in other words, in conjunction with sort of like the connection to those that are being mitzi with my bracha. And in the Bir Halacha, he explains a more simple, pshat. And in the Bir Halacha, he wants to say at the end, actually, that could be that this whole thing was a mistake that said in the Rama, okay, but be it as it may, it is what it is, it does say it. But so he says, if MS call in the Bir Halacha, so he says like this in the middle of the MS column, Mavarech Atzmai, whoever says Amen to their own bracha, call Hamavarech Ba'atzmai Ezer Bracha, Ein Tzarech La Amen Klal or Klal. You don't say Amen. If I make a bracha, I make Shakal near Bavarech, I don't say Amen. The other Rabbi, not just I don't say Amen, but Woyne Acharel Amen, Harezabor. It's not a good thing. Let's keep it to that. Right? If I say Amen to my bracha, it's not a good thing to do. Kamavar Mashas, you're not supposed to do that. Even though over here there's no hefsek, good. So you'll tell me over there, well, if I make a shahakol, right? I take a drink of soda and I'm making a shahakol near bedvare, and now I say amen. That's not supposed to be done. I raise a board. No, you don't do that. Good. And not just that, that's a hefsek. That's mamish a, interruption, big problem. But over here you'll tell me, over here you'll say, well, the fact that I make a bracha and I have everybody in mind and they have, I'm moitzi, everybody in there yotzi with my bracha, they have everything I'm saying in mind and I have them in mind, they have me in mind and so on. In other words, it's a two-way street like we've spoken about in the past. So al kolponim lama loy la amen. That's what he says. Over emes he says like this. Right. So then he says first of all in the Mishnah Berurah he said mikamakim hu doichik. It's the what he said that makes the bracha more chashiv. It's bederach doichik. It's sort of like pushed it in. It's sort of like pushing a square into a circle. But then he says another interesting pshat that of the emes he says halachem chamuda is perik shleisha shachlu v'chem mishiyar kines lagdayla kefi hanira huksha lehem dinze. But he says like this kadesh yeda, another reason brought from the lechem chamuda and others, that kadesh yeda imasin luftsay. In other words, it's plain and simple. It's sort of like the mechanics. It's not so much makes the bracha choshev. He says a different reason the bir halacha. It's like the mechanics of it. In other words, I make the bracha and I listen to everybody's amen. Once I hear everybody finished amen, now I can proceed cutting the challah, giving out the challah, whatever has to be done, because everybody's done. In other words, it's done. I made the bracha. They have to say amen. Now they said amen. I hear their amen. So now I can move on to step number two, which is whatever, cutting the challah, giving out the challah, whatever has to be done. The next step, k'dei sheyeda emas I liftsaya mishum she'asa liftsaya ad sheyichla amen mipiyuanim, because we can't start doing the whole cutting and the eating and everything else, right? Giving it out, whatever has to be done. Mishum she'asa liftsaya ad sheyichla amen mipiyuanim, before I hear the until the amen from everybody's being moitzi with my bracha is done, till they're finished. In other words, because I have to make the hamoitzi, everybody has to say amen. So till they finish the amen, I can't proceed. So I have to hear their amen in order to proceed with the whole lafsaya chala, whatever the case is, giving out the chala, cutting the chala, the whole procedure, moving further. So it's sort of like part of the mechanics. So that's the bottom line. Just to go over real quickly what we have from today's shir, we said, and a little bit more lumdish, so we want to just quickly sum it up. We said the bottom line is, let's say I'm making, it comes, for example, Shabbos. Again, it doesn't have to be Shabbos, it could be any time. I make the hamaitzi, everybody listens to my hamaitzi, they listen to every word, they say amen, and then I make the hamaitzi, right? I have to listen to their amen. Also, I make the hamaitzi. I don't say amen, they say amen on my bracha, right? Because they're being yoitzi, and they're going to eat on from my bracha, in other words. So I make the hamaitzi, they say amen, and I have to hear lechatchila their amen, like this. So there's two reasons. Mishnah Berurah said it makes the bracha more chashev, but a different reason, else the mechanics, I have to hear their amen to know when they're finished, when they all answered amen, now I can proceed in cutting and giving out the challah and doing everything that has to be done, because before that, I can't do it. They have to say amen to my bracha. It's sort of like part of the bracha. Okay, so that's the maisa, that's the bottom line. Again, this is all lechatchila, but the evidence, if it was not done, as long as everybody paid attention to every word of the bracha and they had in mind to be moitzi, in other words, to be yoitzi with what I'm saying, the hamoitzi, and I had a mind to be yoitzi them, in other words, I'm making hamoitzi for everybody and they have in mind me, I have in mind them, so then, but the evidence, at least it's all good, but lechatchila, what should be done? They have to say amen to my bracha and I have to listen to their amens and we move on from there and whatever, cut the challah, give out the challah and everything goes on from there. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.